Maxim Gorky, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Alexei Maximovich Peshkov was born on the 28th of March, 1868, in Nizhny Novgorod, Russia. Better known as Maxim Gorky, he was orphaned at 11 and ran away from home at 12. At 19, he had already attempted suicide and thereafter travelled by foot across the Russian Empire for 5 years. For 5 years. For 5 years. Better known as Maxim Gorky, he was orphaned at 11 and ran away from home at 12. At 19, he had already attempted suicide and thereafter travelled by foot across the Russian Empire for 5 years. His first book, Essays and Stories, in 1898, was a sensation, and so began a long career as an author of short stories, novels and plays. Gorky saw writing as a moral and political act that would help to change the unjust world around him. He was an ardent early advocate of the emerging Marxist movement and publicly opposed the Tsarist regime, leading several times to his arrest. In 1904, he began his own theatre, but the censor banned every play, and Gorky was forced to abandon the project. But Gorky was a financially successful author, editor, and playwright, and gave monies to political parties, as well as for civil rights and social reform. The brutal shooting of workers which set in motion the revolution of 1905 pushed Gorky more decisively towards radical solutions. In 1906, he went to the United States to raise funds for the Bolsheviks. Those experiences, including a scandal over travelling with his lover and not his wife, deepened his contempt for the bourgeois soul. Gorky now moved to Capri in Italy, both for health reasons and to escape the increasingly repressive times in Russia. An amnesty for the 300th anniversary of the Romanov dynasty saw him return to Russia in 1914. His politics remained close to the Bolshevik cause. But soon, after the 1918 revolution, his essays refer to Lenin as a tyrant for his senseless arrests and repression. He was soon appealing to the outside world for food aid after the catastrophic crop failure. In October 1921, Gorky returned to Italy, now in fascist hands, and settled in Sorrento until 1932. His health worsened with the onset of tuberculosis. He wrote several successful books there, but now decided to find an understanding with the communist regime. Stalin invited him home, and his return was hailed as a major propaganda victory. He was decorated with the Order of Lenin, and a province, a park, and various streets renamed in his honour. But he had his faults too. In 1933, Gorky co-edited a book on the White Sea-Baltic Canal, and denied even a single prisoner died during its construction, but thousands had. As well, knowing that some Nazis were homosexual, a phrase was attributed to him that said, "Exterminate all homosexuals and fascism will vanish." Although he himself was quoting another, he was decidedly homophobic. With the increase of Stalinist repression in 1935, Gorky was placed under unannounced house arrest. Maxim Gorky died on the 18th of June 1936 from pneumonia. He was 68. Stalin and Molotov were among those who carried Gorky's urn of ashes at his funeral. In Chelkash, a tough, forceful thief who plies his trade in the teeming Black Sea port of Odessa, ensnares a peasant boy as his accomplice. A straightforward robbery becomes anything but.
26 Men and a Girl by Maxim Gorky. There were 26 of us, 26 living machines.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?